I would have to watch the tape again. Obviously, the ref called it, but I mean, I felt like it was clean.
We had a lot of backup guys, but a lot of guys had to come up and finish this game. Sam down, Juwan down. You know, that was a tough duty, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody can step up. I think guys on the team are. I think every team we have, everybody's ready. You know, so when one guy goes out, I think everybody stays in tune and, you know, nobody panics.
Did they come out with some different kind of looks in that second half? It looked like they were running different kind of formation.
They adjusted. Well, they adjusted really well. They were changing kind of blocking schemes up and adjusting a lot of their plays. They adjusted really well. When we knew how to stop something, they would just tweak it. They would see us and tweak it. And they did a really good job doing that, actually. I mean, they changed up a lot of little scheme stuff that was like, okay, we got to shut this down, and they just flip it a little bit, and it was good.
Brad, the defense gave up the three touchdowns in the second half, but then the final drive. I mean, did you guys say anything to each other in the huddle, or what was the mentality when you had to get that stop?
I think we were all just locked in, just trying to be locked in, you know, just trying to – I mean, I think everybody on that field has been in – big play situation, a high and intense pressure cooker type situation. And I don't think anybody flinched. They were like, we got to do it. You know, there's no other option.
Do you just forget about the way the second half has gone up until that point? Because you're like, hey, the game's on the line.
Game's on the line. It doesn't matter really anything that happens. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter any mistakes you made, how many plays, good plays you made. It doesn't matter. It's just, we got to win this game. Thanks.